This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program, I am Jake Kirshner. Doug will be here before you know it, as will Jen Horn. Now, starting off with a little bit of, I don't know if you want to call this good news or what, it's just tied into horrible news, but also definitely offering some closure to family members of victims as well as residents. I'm talking about the off-campus residence where four University of Idaho students were found dead in November. That is going to be demolished, the school said late last week. The owner of the three-story King Street house where those bodies, the bodies were found, had offered it to the university, and the offer was accepted by the university. The school decided to get rid of the structure, which is located just blocks away from the campus. These were the slayings that rocked not only the small community, but the nation, because not only was it just horrific, but the murderer escaped, and there was that manhunt and everything. So this is definitely a healing step and removes the physical structure where the crime took place that just shook, again, the community and the nation. And demolition will also remove efforts to further sensationalize the crime scene, because one of the, I don't know, sad, I'm not sure if that's the word I'm looking for. There is a fascination with murder in our society, and it's not only serial killers, but anytime that there's just the scene of a crime, people flock to it. It becomes like if you go to Hollywood and there's the map of the Hollywood stars' homes and all of this stuff, and that's happening with murder scenes anymore. Now, the university is also going to evaluate options where students may be involved in the future development of the property. Not sure what they are going to do with that property, but the house itself definitely going to be torn down. There have been scholarships in honor of three of the students that have been established, and a fourth one is in the works. There is a plan also to create a memorial that's still being developed. The murderer, who I'm not even going to name, we know his name. We don't need to keep talking about him as a personal or a human being. He's a monster. Well, he was arrested late last year in Pennsylvania, and he has been charged with four counts of first-degree murder and burglary, and those four charges of first-degree murder will carry sentences that could include life in prison, possibly even the death penalty, and the preliminary hearings are scheduled to start June 26th. In other news, some money trouble. There is a man claiming that he is the true winner of a $2 billion Powerball ticket, the largest jackpot in the U.S. lottery history. He is alleging that another person stole his ticket from him, straight out from under him. Now, according to the lawsuit, Jose Rivera claims to have purchased the lottery ticket on November 7th from Joe's Service Center in California, a city east of L.A. Now, that same day, Rivera alleges a person named Reggie stole the ticket from him. On November 8th, the Powerball announced that the winning numbers were 10, 33, 44, nope, not 44, 41, 47, and 56. And then the red Powerball, number 10, that was the winning pattern. Rivera claims they matched the ticket he had purchased. Now, in February, the California Lottery named Edwin Castro the winner of the $2 billion Powerball. Both Castro and Reggie are named in Rivera's lawsuit, which seeks damages and a declaration that Rivera is the rightful winner of the drawing. Now, Rivera said he reported the allegations to the California Lottery, and the lottery said in a statement to an affiliate that it is not authorized to investigate any criminal activity. That's up for the authorities to handle and decide what's really going on with that. So I guess it's a to be continued type of saga.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you been playing the lottery, Jen?
Oh, no. But I get mad every time I don't win.
I know. My husband and I were talking the other day, and we're like, okay, because we always have our bucket list of things if we were to win the lottery. And a big portion of that would go to donations and doing something good
to your friends.
Like Jen. Yes. School tuitions for people in our families and all of that stuff. But then we also have the, like, a bucket list trip and all of that. And he's like, okay, so we just need to win the lottery. I'm like, we need to remember to play.
Right.
It's just one of the things. And it's
you
not that we're against
playing.
We just
play.
Forget. Yeah, it's like we
Where's
always forget
Where's your bucket list
play.
Trip, by the way?
Bucket list trip would be to go travel Europe for a month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just go around. Because I feel like a European vacation is not a laid-back vacation. That's more
it's
of a
not.
Trip. You know, the whole difference between a vacation and a trip. A trip, you're so active that you need a vacation after your trip. And I feel
yes.
like that's what a European trip would be.
It is. I've done it a couple of times. And you're generally in somewhere new every single night, or at least every few nights. You're seeing a million things. Yeah, you're walking lots of miles. I remember the very first time I got like a Fitbit, you know, before everybody had the Apple Watch and all that. I had a Fitbit, and I went to the Czech Republic, and it actually, like, started to, vibrate and explode on me. The trip.
Oh,
they're
my
like,
goodness.
Okay, lady, you need to, like, settle down, because we kept breaking all these records. There was, like, fireworks, like, all these things, because you'd be walking, like, 30,000 steps a day, 40,000
mm-hmm.
steps a day. It's crazy.
And you don't even realize how much you're walking for a good period of it, because there's so much
you're
to
seeing
see.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, there is a man, a Massachusetts man, who, not Doug, unfortunately, but he won the lottery on playing numbers that it's a combination of anniversary days, birthdays, all of this. These numbers he's been playing for 20 years.
Wow, good for
well,
him.
Well, some kind of intuition told him to not only buy one ticket, but to buy six tickets. And he played six, he bought the six tickets, but he played the same numbers on every single ticket. And it won.
Wait, so he bought a lottery ticket with six. Did he split the money with himself then?
No, it was one of those things where it wasn't the big jackpot. It was
interesting.
So every single ticket
that
was
had the numbers won.
Yeah,
wow.
Had the numbers. So he won. So with the numbers that he matched, what it was is $25,000 a year for life for the winning ticket. Well, because he matched it with he matched the first five numbers of this lottery, that's what he gets for every single ticket.
Wow.
So what he did was on five of the tickets, he took the cash out option, which would be $390,000 on his five prizes. The pre-tax total, like when you go all of those together, it was over $1.9 million. That's what he had. And then on the sixth one, he opted to receive the 20 annual payments for $25,000.
Good for him. So mm-hmm. he got a lot of money up front, and he's got some money over the course of his life. So that's pretty good.
Right? And I did not know that this was even a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like something to do where
yeah,
you buy multiple tickets,
either.
All of the same number.
What state was he in?
Massachusetts.
Oh, that's right. You said it was Massachusetts. I wonder if that's like their special lottery there. Because what I was thinking is like, you know, if you buy Powerball or the Mega Millions, you pick the numbers and then everybody who has those winning numbers has to split a jackpot.
Yeah.
So how cool is that? Massachusetts coming in strong for this guy.
Exactly. And I didn't realize this. So, we know about the whole jackpot where if you have to split it. But I guess if you don't win the jackpot but you win the guaranteed money, it doesn't matter how many people win that. Like you don't have to split that part. You still get that full
awesome.
Thing. So that raises the question, depending on what the price of the jackpot or the size of the jackpot would be and how many people win, is it better to not hit all the numbers?
Exactly. Yeah, you might want to hedge your bets that way. At least you get the guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. I always think about the lady at the White Elephant who won the lottery with the lottery ticket gift that she got. And I was like, you always think about how you just don't play. And I know for some people it becomes a problem, so this is not what I'm talking about. But maybe once or twice wouldn't be a terrible idea to buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah, especially the scratchers or something. Give those out.
Yeah, don't get degenerate. But, maybe it's a good idea. You got to play.
Yeah. A 72-year-old woman is dead and two others were injured in Elizabethtown, Kentucky after a Denny's sign fell on their crushed their car in the parking lot.
It was, talk about an accident, a freak accident.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And just crushed the car.
They were all three in the car. The car was parked and something happened. The sign just came down. A catastrophe is the only thing I can really think of.
Mm-hmm. They said it was weather, I think wind related, something like that. This sign had sustained some kind of damage. And
yeah.
How are you going to know? That's the thing with a big sign like that. It's not like people are climbing up there to see what kind of damage is done to the structure after big weather events. I can't imagine that happens regularly. It's surprising. I know this was, like we say, it's a freak accident. It was, but when you think about it, it's amazing to me, especially after big weather events, that these kinds of things maybe don't happen more often. We don't have to put this on the checklist of things that people are going to have to check on their property after the wind or rain. We've been having all of that in Southern California.
Well, and especially in Kentucky in the South where you have tornadoes. You have Tornado Alley right over there.
Right,
and you make a good point. I don't know if many of these places that with their signs are still standing and they don't visually see any, there's no visible damage. I'm not sure many would even think to check it.
I can't imagine that they would. You don't ever, I've not worked at a Denny's or a place with a big sign like that, but I would think that that's pretty unusual to climb up and check out the structural integrity of a sign even after a weather event.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. But you would think these are one of those things that it went viral, and it's sad because people died, but that picture, it just ended up making its way around social media. I think it was just so impactful to see that sign just right on top of the car.
And it looks like something out of a movie.
Totally.
Like, it straight up looks like something out of, what is it, Final Destination or, what was that tornado? Twister.
Twister, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is 18 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio Program.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Ray Maliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Airlines. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be here before we know it, and so will Jen Horn. Now, Olivia Newton-John was honored with a state memorial service in Australia over the weekend, giving fans and her loved ones from around the world a chance to really celebrate her legacy. The event, which was live-streamed and is available to still watch and will be available until March 5th, included Newton-John's husband, John Easterling, her daughter, Chloe. They paid tribute to the star with moving speeches. You had Delta Goodrum, who collaborated with Olivia Newton-John and played her in the 2018 Australian biopic miniseries, Olivia Newton-John, Hopelessly Devoted to You. She spoke at the event as well. There were video tributes that poured in from various famous friends who couldn't actually be there. Elton John, Hugh Jackman, Dolly Parton, Pink, Barry Gibb, Mariah Carey. The service was organized by Olivia Newton-John's family and announced earlier in the month. It was available for the public to attend. It happened at Hammer Hall in Arts Centre Melbourne after registration for an invitation began on February 10th. She was just world-renowned, iconic, legend, all of those things. Now, the event itself had been in the works since August, when Newton-John passed away at the age of 73 after a 30-year experience with breast cancer. It just kind of kept coming back. She was very notable for her work, not only in film and music and all of that, but with her work in breast cancer research and helping to fight against it, find a cure, an advocate in early testing, going and being monitored by your physicians, and reminding people as well that it's not only a female cancer. Men can get this too. There was a memorial service that happened in September in Southern California where Olivia Newton-John was celebrated by friends and family at the memorial service that was attended by John Travolta, Marie Osmond, Lisa Gibbons, Sir Cliff, and other friends who also were able to make the trip from Australia. It's just hard to believe that she's already been gone for this many months. In other news, actor Joey Lawrence is looking back on a very scary and intense situation as a child and now laughing about it. This is an incident that happened in childhood where he had revealed this on his Brother Love podcast that he has with his two brothers. And he's now 46, but when he was 5 years old, he came to the defense of his mother, Donna, after she was mugged in New York City. This happened in 1981. And she was helping him pursue his stardom and his dream, and that's why they were in the city. And how he says it is they get off at the train station, and they're trying to hail a cab, and, you know, he's five, and he's with his mom, and they're both dressed up because they're going to auditions, and she just, like, this man approaches them, and basically picks Donna, the mom, up. Like, Joey Lawrence says she wasn't a very big woman or anything, so this mugger, this robber, just, like, picks her up, steals, like, rips this brooch off of her. He's standing right there, takes her bag, takes her purse, takes all these things, and threw his mom in a trash can that, like, just to keep her from, I guess, going after him or something. And he says he doesn't really remember this part. More his mom's, like, telling him the story, but he apparently just, like, went completely belligerent over it. This 5-year-old wanting to defend his mom starts chasing after the guy, gets halfway down the block going, like, "You're not going to throw my mom in a trash can," and just completely ready to throw down with this guy, I guess, like, again, 5 years old. Obviously, he didn't catch up to him, but still, like, oh my goodness, what a brave little kid. I know that now we're kind of like, oh, that could have ended so badly, and obviously, so glad it didn't. But can you imagine this 5-year-old just, like, shaking his fist and running after this mugger? Crazy brave. It's 27 after the hour.
A private label brand, also known as a store brand, is simply a product manufactured by another company and sold under the store's name. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Kiplinger.com reports.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. SpaceX and NASA postponed the company's planned launch of Crew 6 to the International Space Station early this morning because of an issue relating to an ignition fluid. The launch was scheduled from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Another attempt should be announced soon.
California is facing more extreme weather. While the powerful winter system that had earlier triggered record rainfall, heavy snow and flooding in the Golden State was threatening the plains with powerful winds and tornadoes. High wind warnings have been issued today from central Kansas and Oklahoma to Virginia and northern Georgia. Gale force winds have been issued along both U.S. coasts. The half-brother of civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton is facing up to 20 years in prison. Kenneth Glasgow pled guilty Friday in Montgomery to several federal charges, including tax evasion, mail fraud, and drug conspiracy. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. Now 34 after the hour. This is Doug Steffen. Good day program. It's the, what is today anyway? Today's the 27th, right? I lost track of the days. Over the weekend when I go to California, I tend to lose time and space and focus and concentration because I end up being just silly with my...
Yeah, you don't get jet-lagged, which is astounding to me.
No, I don't. And not bad since I'm about an hour off the red eye. But at any rate, the day is getting a hold of us, and we're getting a hold of it, which is what we do here on the Good Day program, try to bring you into focus on what is going on, whether it's specifically about the day, whether it's philosophical things, whether it's stuff that I bow to. I bow before all creatures great and small here because I think that's how the universe works. And over the weekend, I spent a lot of time with small creatures. Now I'm back to big creatures like Jay Kirshner. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer is quite ill, as I found out over the weekend, having some time with her father, supposed to be with her as well. And so but there's a lot of stuff going around. And especially in California where the weather is so, I actually would tell you that the last 3 days that I spent in California were the worst days I have ever spent there, and I've been going there for 30 years. The weather was atrocious. The rain didn't, like, where we are, where you are, Jay, in Ohio, where I am here in Massachusetts, we'll get rain for 3 or 4 hours, and then it'll stop, or maybe it'll drizzle for a while, but it doesn't pour and pour and pour like it did. 3 days pouring all the time. All the floods that you heard about are real.
Yeah.
Things being shut down.
Cold rain, right? That like goes straight.
Yeah, it was like 42, 43, 44 degrees. Ugh. Yeah.
You were looking forward to getting there and avoiding whatever was going to be happening in Boston.
Well, I always look forward to going there. The weather was a distraction. All the other things that went on, Miles and I decided we were going to go bowling. So we got on our pony and went over to the big bowling alley. And inside, when we went in, we have been bowling before. And I guess I didn't use any common sense. Went inside to this bowling alley. The waiting line to get an alley was 3.5 hours.
Good grief.
Yeah. So then Matthew and Megan and I decided, okay, well, on Sunday we'll go over after I get done spending time with a few other folks. We'll gather everybody up and we'll go over. So we reserved an alley. And they won't let you reserve for less than 2 hours. And it's $185 to reserve an alley for 2 hours. So,
that sounds about right for L.A.
Does it? I'm not.
Like,
I haven't been bowling for a long time.
Elsewhere, that's absurd.
Yeah, maybe it is L.A. I don't know. It just seems like it's kind of usury in a manner of speaking. But at any rate, okay, so we've got lots of things that are happening. Here's something I found quite interesting. There are archaeologists who in Egypt have succeeded in completely excavating a small Roman city in the classical capital of Luxor. Now, everybody in America thinks Luxor is part of Las Vegas, but Las Vegas got it from the Egyptian connection. So anyway, this particular community that they found had workshops and homes and various decorations. The fellow from the Egyptian Ministry of Antiquities was talking about this over the weekend, the importance of the discovery revealed the oldest Roman residential city on the eastern side of what now is Luxor. So the capital of Thebes, those of you who studied in the Middle East when you were in school, this is a pretty good representation of what it was like during the Roman era. They found copper, bronze coins. They found water bottles. I bet they weren't plastic, though.
Like a complete city, just completely underground, covered.
Yeah, right, exactly. I wonder what will happen in 400 or 500 years or 4,000 or 5,000 years when they uncover your home, my home. We think that we're in the modern era, and as far as we're concerned, we are in the modern era.
Yeah.
But we will be at some point in time. But wrap your head around this. At some point in time, where we are living and how we are living
will become the subject of people's studies. Like, oh, remember, what was it like? I wonder how it was like 4 million years from now when the planet is, who knows what will be crawling around. Maybe the bugs will just be here and that'll be it.
We know cockroaches will still survive.
Yeah, right.
But also, well, like when you think of these ancient cities that become buried and uncovered, and they're not, there's no skyscrapers or anything, and it's a completely different type of material. Will the material that we use today withstand? Will, when we talk about cities, like complete cities just toppling over, will they literally topple over? Will skyscrapers be on their sides buried, and then they're looking in and wondering, like, wow, these are really long buildings because they're laying horizontal, or will they know that they once stood vertical?
Well, what will it be like when they discover our, what we consider to be modern technology, digital technology, the biggest changes to life in decades since the industrial revolution of the 1870s and 1880s? The biggest change has not been necessarily our homes or our cars, although that's all big and different and it's a big change. Can you imagine what Abraham Lincoln would think if he was riding around in a bulletproof car? President of the United States. Yeah, he was in, he used to ride around a horse and buggy. Right? So we compare ourselves, and that's just...
It really wasn't until JFK, because he was in a convertible.
Yep, he was in a whole Lincoln convertible. Right, exactly. So it wasn't until after that that they made it a bulletproof machine. But I guess I'm wondering what sort of thing, what are we leaving behind? Think about that. Think about you, what you do for work, what your relationships are, what things, what tools, what devices do you use? How do you manage your life? How do you manage business? How do you manage your time? How much time do you spend hanging out with friends? And, you know, I'm thinking about what it was like when I was a teenager. And then I think about what it was like when my parents were teenagers. And then I look at teenagers today and I wonder how much more rapidly things have changed as we've moved along since, again, the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. And how much of that will be obvious 500 years from now, 5 million years from now, 50 million years from now. We talk on the telephone, or we talk on our devices. I remember when I was a kid talking on the telephone, I would never have thought that there would be cars that had phones in them.
Or there were phones in cars before we realized that that was a thing. Elvis has one of his cars in the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville.
Yeah.
And there is a phone and a TV in the car.
Yeah.
But and that wasn't the Jetsons.
That wasn't general consumption, though. Today, it's that's what everybody has in their cars. And that's what...
Well, in their pockets, in their, even.
In their pockets. Right. So, then when we talk about the realities of... the measured things like buildings and roads and systems, if you will, then what about the mental health? What about how people live their lives? Will that be studied? We kind of know, speaking about this Luxor, about this city, this is sort of what cranked my mind into this position. Think about what we know about them and what we've discovered. We have put the pieces together. So when we look at this era that we're in right now, what will be the hallmark of it? Will it be the devices? Will it be the people? Is how we live, for many people, is predicated on these devices. And when you look at how long people lived back in that era, 30, 40 years old was the average length of life, maybe sometimes a little older than that. But do we know much about how young girls lived, how young boys lived?
No.
Or is it, yeah.
What kind of personalities they had, who their friends were, what kind of family did they grow up in? But we do pay attention to the tools that they had or that they used, or if there was anything that they, with what they were buried. And so I think the devices will definitely be a big thing. But if you go back, and do you remember the Jetsons cartoon?
Sure.
They basically prophesied.
There's George Jetson.
Yeah.
Do.
They had Zoom calls. They had FaceTime. They had telehealth. They had all of that stuff in the show. And here we are living it in our reality.
Right. So there was something, somebody who was doing that had a focus on the future, if you will. But then I go back to thinking about what we're leaving behind and how my son-in-law and I, he's a prophet, UCLA, my daughter is as well. We were talking about this over the weekend, had a conversation about mental health and how things are on the college campuses today versus when they were in college doing the same thing that students are doing now that they're teaching. What was it like when you were there? And then I thought back, because I have a generational different point of view when I went to college, and how they have to be so concerned about mental health issues because there is so much. They have 100,000 people on the campus of UCLA, between the student body, between the staff, between the professionals, the teachers and professors and stuff, 100,000 people in this like 1 square mile area of Los Angeles. And what does that do the in terms of what they're getting out of the education, what life is like for girls and boys or young men and young women that are going to college, and just about college, but the suicide rate among teenagers and young adults who are going to college is bananas. And it's more, the suicide rate for girls is higher than the suicide rate for boys. If they can't make it in, whether it's the class or socially, this is, I don't like the word crisis, but I think about it in terms of where we all are. And I'm reflecting about what will people think about us in in 1,000 years or 10,000 years or whatever it is? What will be, do we see positive trends? Because there are some. There's always, there's the negative, and then there's the positive. If you look at the suicide rate is high, but the number of teenagers and young adults being killed in vehicle accidents is falling actually pretty rapidly. And that was something we were talking about. The number of...
That's really good.
They just did a big study at UCLA about the results of pregnancies on the campus and bullying and all that sort of thing is down. So, again, you weigh it. Good stuff, bad stuff, but certainly something to think about, which is what we're all about here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating in U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right. Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. At this time each week, we're joined by the one, the only, the fabulous, the impeccable. Let's see, what else can I... That's four good adjectives anyway.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yep. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. You said you were getting a lot of calls and questions from people about space heaters and gas heaters. When I say gas, I don't mean gasoline. I mean natural gas or propane. Or is there a difference between the two? The way they operate is the same. But is there a difference between...
There is a difference, and that has to do with the valves. But what I was talking about, Doug, was these ventless natural gas fireplaces that folks seem to love. Now, I'll start by saying in Canada, where the regulations are much stricter, you can't even have this type of a heater in Canada. And the reason is because it says ventless. Well, it's not really ventless. It's venting into your house.
Yeah.
It's a technology where instead of exhausting the combustion gases outside, they're basically exhausted back into your house. And it came up because folks were complaining about the moisture that now is forming in their houses, condensation inside the windows and that kind of stuff. And so people are responding, well, you can use a dehumidifier. Well, yeah, that might take out some of the moisture, but you still have all the combustion gas and the byproducts of combustion that are left, which is one of the reasons I really have never, ever been a fan of the ventless or vent-free heaters. I just don't think that they're safe, and I don't like the idea that they dump all this moisture into the house, and they put all this carbon monoxide, potentially carbon monoxide, back into the house. If for any reason the burners get maladjusted, they get out of adjustment, they get dirty, they would under-combust, and then they could spit out a lot of carbon monoxide.
Yep. So if we don't use them, what do we use?
Well, if you don't use them, people use those because they want the effect of a fireplace. I think they're really more cosmetic than practical.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you go back to the basics. So if you want to have a fireplace, and if you want to have a gas fireplace, you just make sure it's vented. It's vented outside. And mm-hmm. you know, you can use what's called a zero clearance fireplace these days, which these are manufactured ones, and it's called zero clearance because you don't have to have it embedded within brick walls. It can go against the combustible surface with no clearance because it's insulated and designed for that purpose. So
wow.
There are other types of fireplaces that you can use.
All right. So there's a word to the wise. Here's one of our listeners in Georgia, excuse me, who's looking for a way to keep his skylights clean. How about you wash them, pal?
Yeah. Well, I mean, certainly you can wash
them. Get up on the roof.
He was saying that his roof is very steep. It's hard to get close enough and all of that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you can reach them with a hose, and that's great. And then you have the extension poles, you know, with squeegees on the end of them and that sort of thing. But something is interesting in that area that's changing right now, Doug, and that is the type of glass that manufacturers are using for skylight construction. Velux has a new product out that's called NEAT, N-E-A-T glass. And it basically combines sort of the low E energy efficiency of the dual pane glass with coatings on the glass that help it wash off, help make sure that the dirt and the debris and the moss doesn't stick. It's a combination of silicone dioxide and titanium dioxide. One of them reduces water spots. The other one encourages the decomposition of the organic material, like that algae that gets stuck on there. And that makes it a lot easier to have them be cleaned for the long haul. And then, of course, the other option is if you do replace them, you could always go for an operable skylight, or even better yet, a roof window. And a roof window being the kind that has sort of the pivot in the middle of the glass, so the whole thing flips, like almost 360 degrees.
Yeah.
And this way you can clean it like any other window.
Yeah. All right, so you have every week an episodic adventure on your Money Pit website, the Money Pit podcast. What's the latest there? What are you organizing for people in terms of helpful hints?
Yeah, well, episode 2287 just posted. 2287.
Wait a minute.
It's hard to believe that I've done.
Have you
done episodes?
Good God.
But I have.
Yeah. Really?
And I think that's only since we started counting.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
days.
we we have some tips on how to organize your freezer for efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do some. We talk about heated driveways in this episode.
What do you mean? You putting pipe water and stuff underneath the driveway?
Those folks that are out in the West that have been getting pounded with snowstorms would appreciate this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to have a driveway that snow doesn't stick to, you can put a heating system underneath.
Isn't that expensive though? Really
crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Very expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like it's like having subslab heat in your house but under a driveway. And,
yeah. Costly. Okay. All right. Check out the Money Pit at moneypit.com / in this case podcast. But there's a lot of other great information. They have their the way to organize, as Tommy was saying, the freezer and stuff. A lot of great ideas at moneypit.com/newsletter as well. So Tom Kreidler with Doug Steffen here at 59 after the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.